Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, after a firm round of buying here early in the session, we're drifting now. Corn is near steady. Wheat is still up slightly after being about a nickel higher earlier. Soybeans are turning softer now. A couple things. We are getting ready for the WASDE crop report on Monday. Acreage down, yes, on wheat, about 600,000 acres. Corn yield down, yes, about 2 bushels to the acre. Beans are down about a half bushel to the acre. What's interesting about those yield numbers is they don't reflect what the street was looking for back in November when that crop report was released on the 14th. Remember, the USDA went back to work that Monday, and the report came out that Friday at 11 o'clock. And they did state that they did not have enough adequate data, but they put a report out, meaning they punted. And they punted by just lowering the yield by 6/10 of a bushel for corn, left beans unchanged. So we could get something dynamic on Monday. Last year, they lowered that corn yield 4 bushel to the acre. Well, what did they kind of line up with what everybody was thinking already in November? And they lower the yield 3.5 bushels to the acre. Well, that puts us down towards 1.9 million bushels, 9 billion bushels. And what if they leave this good demand that we've been seeing here as not a flashpoint, but is strong demand that carries into the first and second quarters yet? We don't know what the safrinha corn crop is going to look like. That's yet to be determined because that needs to get planted in February and March. And so that's in the future. What we do know now is the yields from the seed companies who have all harvested their plots, they're all saying their yields were below last year. We're still talking that the national yield is going to be above last year. So that's going to make Monday interesting. We'll see how that plays out. Corn, we're now unchanged, 446 and three quarters for March, up a quarter on the May, 454 and a quarter. July up three quarters, 460 and a half. Today, tomorrow, sometime, the Supreme Court should give us a ruling on the legality of President Trump's tariff situation, whether he can or cannot unilaterally do them. Of course, he says if he loses on this, he's going to go different routes that still allow him to do the tariffs. That's why the market's kind of, you know, do we care or not? We'll see. Beans are lower today by 5¾ cents, 1061 and a quarter. May off 5¾, 1073. In the wheat trade, we are still higher on the session, up 1¼ in Chicago, 519 and a quarter. Kansas March up a quarter of a cent, 531 and three quarters, with Kansas March, I should say, Minneapolis March up a penny and a half, 572. Minneapolis May up a penny and a quarter, 582 and a quarter. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, we had a rough start this morning. More news that Mexico is going to lower tariffs of Brazilian beef so they can buy more beef from Brazil rather than us. That was yesterday's spill and this morning. But then we heard our beef trade, box beef up $2.40 on both choice and select, along with bids rising from 232 to 230, maybe even from 228 all the way up to 232, possibly is going to be occurring. So the board firmed right back up. We now have Feb cattle up 60 cents, 235.10. April up 72 cents at 235.85. In the feeder cattle, January up 247, 362.07. March up $1.82, 357.32. April gaining $1.47. 356.15. August up $1.02, 353.77. Hogs recovering today as they pinball their activity, sharply higher, sharply lower. Pick a day, sharply higher. We're up $1.17 on February, 85.97. April gaining $1.67, 91.95. Metals lower again today, but well off of morning lows, about $40 off the morning lows for gold, still down $4.40 an ounce on the February contract, $4,458. Silver, we're about $2 off morning lows, and we're still off $2.43, 75.37, as index funds are doing their rebalancing. That's the Bloomberg long-only index funds, not the funds that can go short, but the ones that can just only be long stuff. They're rebalancing. They have to increase ownership in corn and wheat. That's part of the corn and wheat rally. And they have to lower some of their balancing on silver and gold. And so that's where some of the selling has come from. That continues maybe through next Wednesday. Now, the Bitcoin market, that is higher today on the January contract by just $150, $91,375. And crude oil on the rebound. Again, the fighting over in the Black Sea region, Russia having issues with possible production getting lowered as more drone strikes hit. So up we go. March crude oil up $1.43, $57.33. Gasoline March up 5.5 cents a gallon, $1.77.5. Diesel fuel up 5.25 cents a gallon, $2.10.25. Any questions, you can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.